The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The domestic violence charity Sunnis is calling on the government to amend Irish domestic violence legislation to explicitly recognise pet abuse as a distinct form of coercive control within abusive relationships. According to Sunnis, concerns about pets are a significant barrier preventing some women from leaving abusive homes. And joining us now is Fiona O'Malley, CEO of Sunnis. Good evening to you, Fiona. How big of an issue is this?
Very, very common. So we would help around 1,500 women and children every year across Ireland. We receive around 1,400 helpline calls annually. We provide refuge accommodation, safe homes, court accompaniment, a 24/7 helpline and community domestic violence services across Dublin. And we would regularly hear of women saying that they are afraid to leave their family home because of the pets that they're concerned about. We have started an initiative this time last year. We started an initiative with the NSPCA to arrange temporary accommodation for pets whilst women and children access refuge or safe home support. And the initiative has been a tremendous success, but it doesn't address the situations whereby alleged perpetrators retain ownership or control of the animals. And indeed, there's also that awareness part. Many women who will reach out to use our services may not be aware of this initiative. They might just so happen to mention to us on the phone, "I can't leave," and then we'll raise this initiative with them, this partnership that's available.
Okay, so for families in crisis where women or women and children are thinking of leaving but don't want to leave the pet, there is I suppose access to refuge for the pet through the NSPCA, mm-hmm. which is good. But in general, you know, what else can you do, practically speaking, or what else would you like to see done? Because I suppose in some cases, as you said, the perpetrator who might remain within the home or what have you will still have that pet. Is there really any way around that?
So, I mean, we hear of horrific stories. One of our clients, she fled her husband after years of abuse, and when he couldn't physically harm her, he tried every way possible to mentally traumatise her, including sending her a Snapchat video of him pouring boiling water over the family dog. So we really do see the need for change in legislation, and Irish legislation currently acknowledges that animal cruelty is a relevant factor in domestic violence cases under Section 5(9) of the Domestic Violence Act, but it doesn't go far enough in explicitly protecting pets or recognising pet abuse as a form of coercive control or domestic abuse in and of itself. So Sunnis is calling for amendments to Irish law that would include the recognition of threats or harm against pets as coercive and controlling behaviour, allowing courts to include pets within safety barring and protection orders, recognising exposure to animal cruelty as a child welfare concern, and strengthening sentencing where pets are used to terrorise or to control partners or children. And I suppose when we look at the international study, a 2021 UK study found that nearly 90% of domestic abuse households with pets reported the animals also being abused, and 94% reported pets being used as part of coercive control. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has also made it clear that children must be protected from physical and mental violence, including exposure to violence inflicted on animals. And that really reinforces the need for Irish law to treat pet abuse as child welfare and violence.
Is our current legislation not robust enough? Because as you rightly point out, animal cruelty is a criminal offence, but also coercive control is as well. So we already have legislation dealing with both of those issues where people can be prosecuted. So is there something else specifically that we need more than that? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is specific legislation on domestic violence. There is specific legislation on coercive control, and there is specific legislation on animal abuse. However, what's missing is the bridge between all of these strands of legislation: explicit recognition that threats, cruelty, removal, or neglect of an animal can be used to coerce, intimidate, and control a victim of domestic violence.
Okay. You mentioned that this is a big problem. The work that Sunnis does, I presume, is it only going in one direction in terms of the demands being made on your service, Fiona?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, we're funded by COON, which is a sub-body of the Department of Justice, and we're very grateful for that funding. We are expanding our services, so we are opening one refuge by the end of June. We already have two, and then we'll open another one at the end of the year. So we only expect the demand to increase for our services. Unfortunately, there's a certain amount of women and children that we can't help every year. Sometimes we might not get to the phones if the phone lines are busy. There might be women may have to call back, and then unfortunately, if the refuges and the safe homes are full, we may not always have a spot for women and children. But thankfully, we will be expanding our services, as I say, by the end of June, and again at the end of the year with the opening of those two new refuges.
Okay, and maybe lastly, question for you, Fiona, is demand for your service growing because we're seeing an increasing problem with domestic violence, or are we seeing an increasing, I suppose, awareness and understanding that it's not acceptable on the part of the people who are finding themselves in those situations? Are people sort of more aware about what is and is not right in terms of relationships now?
That's a great question. I suppose ever since the rise of the Me Too movement, more and more women are speaking out and coming forward, sure, and recognising unacceptable behaviour. However, there might also be the other side of the argument with the rise of the manosphere and online toxic masculinity promoted by the likes of Andrew Tate. There might be a glamorisation of extreme misogyny and patriarchal behaviours, and that really has a detrimental impact. And we can see that in domestic violence, even children of perpetrators of domestic violence mimicking it and using language that might mimic and imitate some of the language that we promoted by people online in the so-called manosphere. So it's hard to know, are more people coming forward now, or is the problem growing? We just don't know.
Okay. Look, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us, Fiona. That is Fiona O'Malley there, CEO of Sunnis. And if you have been affected by anything you heard in this interview, you can contact Sunnis on 1-800-222-223, or you can go to domesticabuse.ie or Women's Aid 24-hour National Free Phone Helpline, 1-800-341-900.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.